things that we cover in, oh, hello. So the biggest things we cover in the kinesiology practitioner excellence, it's my favorite things that I've put together over the last 30 years. So that's sort of, it's me in a nutshell. The thing that I love about the Kinesi Foundations, which obviously I'm really proud of, is that it's the chunky starts of everything. So if you love kinesiology foundations, then practitioner excellence just, takes it to the next level. So something that we haven't touched at all in kinesiology foundations is NOT, neural organizational technique. So there's about three levels to NOT, and people can do the diploma in NOT, but a whole bunch of it way from the start I found weren't necessary if we combined those bits of NOT with certain bits of LEAP. So therefore I've sort of taken my favorite bits of NOT, combined them with my favorite bits of LEAP, and of course SIPS gets thrown in all over the place, with this as well, and same with counseling kinesiology. So it's such a nice little combination once you start working with this. And the NOT stuff, my favorite bits of it, because it's neural organizational technique, are getting the head sitting on the neck on the shoulder, getting the communication happening. NOT, neural organization technique, is all about communication. It's a communication between the legs and the head. It's the communication that happens when we have a whiplash. It's the communication between the jaw and the hips, the lower back and the occiput. So all the way down the spine, there's connections. So NOT is literally what it sounds like, neural organizational technique. Now, in a perfect world, you could go through the process in the whole of NOT takes about, if I was to go through all books, it would probably be about 4 hours of work, just sort of at a guess, because there's a whole bunch I don't do. But what I tend to do, what my favorite process is, doing about 20 minutes lying face down on the table, flipping people over, doing a few more things, and then doing LEAP and survival stuff. Because within LEAP, my favorite stuff is the survival stuff. So getting into the periventricular survival system, getting into the mental modulatory circuit, the emotional modulatory circuit, because those parts of the brain, they have all these really neat, and you'll know these, Nicola, from YouTube, but there's areas like the orbitofrontal cortex and the anterior cingulate gyrus and the subclossal gyrus and the reticular activating system. And so these are my favorite brain parts when I think about it like that.
I just get thrills at the very mention of them, because
Oh, it's
it
so
reminds me of
cool.
my osteopathy
Yeah,
course and
right.
learning about the brain there. And
Yes.
I'm like, I loved learning about the brain and the nervous system in that course. And so when I've got kinesiology, which I've always had a radar ready, ready to come to this, and suddenly here we are talking about the brain. That's why I've always loved your stuff, because I haven't seen any other kinesiologists go into the amygdala and the survival patterns. And I think, we all have like an overarching purpose that we feel that this is my mission in life, is to find out about blah. And for
Yes.
me, it's about what's running the show. It's these underlying patterns. It's our conditioning to a massive amount, but it's
Yes.
also these patterns that we've picked up, the survival patterns that you talk about with the amygdala. So for me, it's really exciting to watch you work for a start, but then to learn how you do what you do is really amazing. So keep talking.
Yeah. So
I
just wait.
know.
Yeah, and when you start seeing it on your clients, the amount of times when I go, like, I do the same thing with clients over and over again, because that's the basic stuff. If you get some neurology communicating with the spine, with the vertebra, with the kundalini, with that cerebrospinal fluid, you get that communicating well, and then you flip them over and you also take out some survival patterns. That can be life-changing. That can make you sleep in so you can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
Don't do God help me.
that's sort of like, they're the things that I want first up. That's what I want first up, with our practitioner excellence. Because the physiology, of course, that goes hand in hand with people running in survival is huge. what is going on in the body? What is that affecting long term? How is that affecting us with things like diabetes and thyroid problems and adrenal issues and cancer and all of that other, those ramifications? When we start to calm people's survival patterns, we're changing their lives and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
So that's what's really cool. So within counseling kinesiology, some of my favorite things, and I love Gordon Dixon, you know, so his courses, there is, I think he's got a basic course and then a course for couples, and then he's got an advanced thing as well. But a few of the things that I use of his all the time are the information from his developmental directory and his grief gauge. And that information is phenomenal. And being able to not only say, okay, so for example, Judy, with your sister, Steph. So just say, Steph says, okay, there's something going on with my lungs. You're stuck in the lungs. You're stuck in the immune system and go, okay, let's go play. So then yep. You could go to the grief gauge and go, where on the grief gauge are we stuck? And then you go, oh, there's something stuck in inability to see a way out, having yep. No future, that sort of thing, because the body's gone so far that it goes, no, I've got no way out. How the hell am I ever going to get out of this? You know, so the grief gauge gives us that. Then when you go into the developmental directory, that sort of goes sort of the timeline of our life. So what happens in the first, say, 0 to 18 months in a relationship, 18 months to 3 months in a 3 years in a relationship, 3 to 6 years in a relationship, because it's not just what happens in the womb. It's what happens throughout our life.
Yes.
So if you have an issue, just say you're born and something happens soon after you're born and it injures you. What does that do with the people around you who you love, who you want to connect with? Does it create trust issues and things like that? So it can set up these things. So when we can muscle test where we are on the grief gauge, where we are on the developmental directory, awesome extra level of information.
Mm.
We'll also be going into a bunch of flower essence stuff. So there's, and even if we, you know, because even if you don't want to spend $2,000 on flower essences, fair enough, but at some stage, you know, it can be down the track. But, you know, just having the list of affirmations associated with some core flower essences, say the bark flower essences and Australia flower essences. If you've got flower essences in a little hierarchy and you're just getting more information is more data, is more frequency. So again, you can go, okay, there's something going on with bark flower essences. Let's go have a look. You can just scan through the flower essences, work it out. If you've got them, you can work out whether it needs to go under their tongue, whether it needs to go onto their body, whether it needs to go around their aura. Where does it need to go? Do they need to have it in a bottle and take it for 3 months? If you've got it there, don't ask if you don't. You know, so it's so there's some cool stuff you can do with flower essences that we can weave in and out of this. So flower essences are, of course, one of the things I use as a standard throughout my balances. I use it for auras. I do use it for emotions. I use it, you know, I always give myself some. If I'm giving it to my client, I give it to myself as well. Because if we're attracting the same clients over and over again, what's going on frequency-wise? So it's always good to be giving ourselves a little bit of TLC simultaneously.
I guess that's self-care too, isn't it?
Self-care too, absolutely. Another thing that I'm excited, but I've got no idea how I'm going to teach this one, is the foot manipulation stuff. I know you've done it in biokinetics, Judy, but, you know, it is life-changing for some people, having the bones of their feet put back into place. It's not.
Can I be your surrogate for that? Can I come and you do my feet? Weird stuff's going on with them and I can't do it to myself.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
No, you can't do it to yourself. Exactly.
No.
Yeah, no, you can't.
In that structural biokinetics, it's actually got a lot of the affirmations and the things in the back of those books.
Yes.
And they're the things that I've been able to use in and not having the flower stuff. But I do have things like frankincense and stuff from doing soaps and all that stuff. I chose careful ones. And a lot of those essential oils I've been able to use in place of other things.
Yes.
So it's like, what have I got?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that's good. My immune protocol, which again is quite a big thing, and it's been evolving for about 10 years. So at the moment, my immune protocol is about 30 pages long. But it's not as scary as it sounds. Well, it sort of is, but it's not. But basically, what I've found with the immune system, which is why it's an ongoing little thing. It's the sort of thing that if you could get someone in for, say, half an hour every week, you know, at some, you know, just to sort of do a bit of a top up, that's probably the best way to go for the immune stuff, because what we need to do is get the body recognizing more and more things. So when we're checking, you know, the four master immune system points and energy mismatch, and I actually throw in a few extra things in foundation. So I throw in the thymus gland, the thymus chakra. There's something under here. Anyway, there's a couple of extra things in that we're going to do in practitioner excellence, which is the way I really do it. And so it just, once again, it just adds a little bit of extra data in there. And because what I've found over the years with the immune system is that everything isn't ready. You can't move everything at once. What a surprise. You know, so, and especially when someone has got long-term health issues, their body has very deliberately hidden infections and toxins. The body is not ready to release everything at the same time. It's just not. So it's a process. So the 30 page, I actually don't know how long it is. It's long, you know, so when I print it out, it takes like 5 minutes. I'm like, damn, I wish I'd done this before they arrived. So anyway, and then janka, janka, janka. And basically what I do, it's sort of, it's separated into bits like, actually I'll pull it up so you can have a look. Because I started putting this together after I went to a seminar, about 10 years ago, and there was a whole bunch of researchers who were talking about the immune system. Because it was asthma and asthma, Asperger's, autism, stuff like that, you know, that the seminar was on. Hello, wakey, wakey. That's not working. That's it. This is a really old one. It's dated 2014, which is sort of hilarious because it'll be a bit useless, but that yeah, so my current one's colored, by the way, but anyway, so you'll get the idea. So basically what I do is I ask the body about one thing at a time. So I'll ask about, say, you know, well, checking them in the clear first, of course, but then I'll ask about biofilm and mucoid plaque. If anything shows up, then you do the, you know, the monkey arms and the energy mismatch points to biofilm and the mucoid plaque. Then I go down to infections and I just ask bacteria and bacterial particles. And, you know, I don't even go into the actual infection. Oh, gosh, this is such a short list in comparison. But anyway, that's okay. So basically, I ask that if the body isn't recognizing bacteria and bacterial particles, then once again, you tap it in and get the body recognizing it. Then I will ask if there's anything in here that the body wants. But quite often it goes, nope, that's cool. So then I'll ask anything about cancer and cancer propensity, and it'll say yes or no. And then I will just say that with the immune system. Is there any potential for cancer in the body? If the immune system unlocks, then, hey, you just wake up the immune system. So basically it's, you know, then there's candida and there's specific things for the common cold and ectoparasites and all sorts of stuff in there. So this is nearly 10 years old. This is funny. This is quite a short list. So so it goes on and on and on. But basically once you start getting through there, the body really only copes with looking at about 10 to 15 things in a session, I find. You know, so say a half hour immune balance, you can imagine, would be quite a nice length of time. If someone's got long-term issues, then you need to be slowly waking up the immune system. So, and I always just make a note. So, you know, like I'll write down, and I don't care which ones, but just say, two of the monkey arms unlocked, I'll say I by two. If energy mismatch, I'll go I by two energy mismatch. So then the next time they say, how's it going? And I say, well, actually, this showed up as I by one this time. Or maybe it would be worse, be I by four, because maybe we've released some stuff and there's more stuff going on. The immune system's going, what the hell are you doing? So, you know, so slowly but surely you can get in there and start working. Bugs don't want to die. So I always like to do a little bit of survival stuff after doing some immune stuff. because the bugs themselves, they've got their own little life cycles. They do not want to die. So it's so I often I try to calm them down afterwards as well.
Madonna, can you remind me what you mean by monkey arms?
Oh, sorry. So these little guys. So, you know, the spleen 21 and kidney 27.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes sense when you do it. Like
it's like skippy arm. Yeah. Skippy arm, monkey arm. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really so that immune system stuff, that's I'm really quite proud of it, because that's what I used the day that lady's tonsils, you know, her daughter. That's what I did. And, you know, and I've been doing that for so long now, I just sort of go, you know, it's just what I do. So, but with some people who are really energetically sensitive, sometimes you need to work on their etheric immune system, which is actually the same point, a couple of inches out from the body. So if someone is incredibly sensitive, they might need the etheric work first. It's like their aura is just saying, don't come near me. What the hell are you doing? You know, so we need to help to heal that as well, which is quite big. You know, our auras are real. Our energy is real. It is affected by people and things. And biokinetics, the main things I love in there is the psychoneural points. So the psychoneural points are really neat. I love the fact that it's very much woven in with the heart healing stuff. So the heart healing process is something else. It's quite a big process, but it can be quite amazing. One of the things I loved about the heart healing training was those treatments take about an hour and a half, which is why I haven't done a lot of them. You know, in the last few years, I used to always teach my prakis to do heart healing. But it really gives an amazing amount of insight, because it's such a beautiful balance that has several spots where we're doing specific visualizations in there that are finding root causes of things. The heart healing can just change people's lives. So it uses the map of consciousness. It uses the psychoneural points. It uses different layers of the aura. It uses a whole bunch of emotional gear, just even words and phrases, as well as belief systems, as well as, you know, so there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes into it. And a lot of the time, the nervous system just needs to hear stuff. And my story with this one is, sure, he'd hate me telling this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So the first time my son was homeless, he was living on the street. He was working just enough to, he was doing the Christian thing where he only wanted to work enough so that he could read the Bible and pray and basically go out there to the world. So I kept having clients coming in to me and they'd say, I saw Josh. And, you know, and I would feel all this hatred and anger about the fact that he was out there doing this, and the family was quite embarrassed about it. So I had this heart healing session, and, you know, so I think, poor Josh, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was working, he was buying Bibles that he believed in, and he was giving them to people on the street. So anyway, so I was doing this course with this lady. She did a balance on me, and there were a couple of things throughout that, because it was my joke, you know, what do you want to work on? I'd say Josh. So she did this balance on me, and there were a couple of areas in there where I was so embarrassed. I felt like this big, because she would say, well, how do you feel about him being out there? And I said, well, I'm embarrassed. She said, why are you embarrassed? And I say, well, because, you know, it's not done. She said, well, how would you feel if he was a Buddhist monk? And I go, She said, does that fit more with your belief system? And I was thinking, God, I'm a hypocrite. You know, so if someone's doing something that we like, we don't get embarrassed. If they're doing something that feels a bit wrong, we get embarrassed. And, you know, the family. So it was interesting, because after that I was at a party and I'd had a bit to drink, and my brother, the doctor, was actually picking on him quite about the whole Bible thing, and just laughing and basically, you know, being quite obnoxious. And even with my drinks, after I'd had that heart healing, I felt nothing except embarrassment for Josh that he would pick on a kid living on the streets who was trying to do the right thing for his heart and soul. And I thought, well, That's a shift. So that was my personal little experience, which maybe is a bit personal, but you know, it was a big shift for me
Oh,
because
look, I just go full mother bear.
I literally had people coming in and telling me about this, you know, who, anyway.
There's far worse things that he could have been doing, Madonna.
Exactly,
Like harmful things to other people. He was trying to improve the world and do something decent for other people.
Yeah, yes. It's interesting. So the heart healing stuff I really love, and that's just also one of my big favorites, because there's a lot to it. It's sort of like there's about four different components to it, you know. So you've got to find, for a start, there's no point doing a balance on something that's only a little stress. It just won't show up. Nothing, like, it just won't show up. What we need, and this is where the map of consciousness comes in, the map of consciousness shows people where they are in relation to a specific thought process. So with that, with Josh, it was all that crazy stuff like guilt and blame and shame, you know, down the bottom of the map of consciousness. You know, why would I have that about my son? Anyway, so just really interesting. So he's going through a similar thing at the moment, and I'm being very supportive. So it's very
So you're okay about it now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm actually very fine.
Good.
You know,
it sounds like that heart balance that, as a process could and maybe would be better offered to people as a separate, you know, not separate modality, but like a whole separate, a specific kind of a healing for people, because it sounds
oh,
like
no,
it's
no,
really
no,
valuable.
Absolutely. Yes, no, you're absolutely right. I would not do it as part of a big thing. Like, this is a literal process you do, absolutely, because you need to plan the time in your clinic as well. You know, you can't do it fast. If you do it fast, you're ripping off the client because they won't get the benefit out of it. And I do remember I did teach it to a lady who was a Reiki master or something like that. And it ended up getting to the spot because, you know, how some practitioners, their skills are so big that they're unraveling a whole bunch of stuff really quickly for the person, but the person isn't getting the intellectual or the emotional connection or knowledge because that stuff has been shifted. So she would say, she would come out and I'd say, oh, how'd it go? She goes, oh, yeah, we sorted it out in 30 minutes. I go, how do you possibly do that in 30 minutes? Like, I had never done one, you know. For me, the magic in the heart healing is the visualization. The magic in the heart healing is shifting that, you know, so that they say, yeah, no, this is amazing. This started off as a 10 and now it's a 2, you know, and then you're showing them on the heart healing, you know, on the map of consciousness that, hey, you started down here with shame, blame, guilt, but hey, look at this. We're up in forgiveness and love or whatever.
Yeah, and you do have to bring that subconscious stuff back into consciousness for people.
Exactly.
So it's visible to them, because then it has meaning and then it's powerful. Whereas if they don't know it's even happened, then it's kind of like it's as if it didn't happen in a way, because they'll just gloss over it and won't appreciate it and build on it.
Exactly.
So
And I think the same thing with counseling kinesiology. So some of the tricks that I love in there, they are beautiful visualizations that once again can change people's lives. Because just say, you're conceived when your parents are 23, which happened a lot. You know, my mum was 24 when she had me. I was number 3. So you sort of go through this process of, okay, why aren't you feeling loved or whatever? And then you go, okay, so how old was your mum? How old was your dad? What was your dad going through? What was your mum going through? You know, and then you can even go in and find their emotions that are stuck with the memory. So let's go in and have a look at your mum. Let's go in and have a look at your dad and then say, can you imagine them being 23 years old and having a third kid? What do you think
that was
like?
My parents.
Well, they were living with their father, or they were living with their mother, or they were, you know, living in a one-bedroom apartment. And, you know, so when you start putting that into people's heads, because people, like, how quick are we these days not to forgive people?
Yeah.
It's such a big thing for humans on the planet to go, that's it, you're out, gone. You know, I've reached my... But the forgiveness isn't for them. The forgiveness is for us. Because if we hold on to that lack of forgiveness for one person, that same pattern will be reworking itself in our lives over and over again. We might think it's only one person, but it's not.
So important to be yeah, to be humble about everybody has their own path to walk, and it's not for us to look above or look behind or compare ourselves to anyone else.
Yes. And, you know, and even just, you know, and I know this is silly, but even, you know, if I'm having a bad day, you know, these days the first thought I have is the elites want us to be angry and fearful. I'm going to have a good day. So I'm like, sticking it to you, the elites.
You started to switch my brain around to think, okay, we need this bubble to be so awesome it affects my suburb.
Yes.
Like just breathe and affect everybody around me so there's less power given to my community.
Yeah.
Like my community is stronger. I don't know how to finish that thought yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's there's a lot to take in. And how do you not overwhelm clients when you know there's more to it? I know we alluded to it in the foundations where you might have to touch on something knowing there's a deeper thing going on, whether it's vaccine, and yet there might be big pharma, so you can't just outright say vaccine. So you've got to get around it and sort of say, well, there's a lot more affecting us now. We're a lot more affected by 5G. We're finding that, you know, we just need to calm everything down and see whether there's any normal medications you've taken. And just walking softly, do you find people are really scared because they can't trust it now?
They can't trust what?
Can't, like, they know something's wrong with the whole doctors and the people being sick from the jab, but they're too scared to, like, say, we're screwed.
Yeah, I feel like regularly I'm the first person that people have admitted things to. I had a 53-year-old lady in here a couple of weeks ago. She's had 4 jabs, mostly because of her dad. So she did it so that she could see her dad in aged care. And I feel so terrible. Mum's dead. And I said to her, well, if you go into aged care, I'm not going to visit you ever again. So so I thought, and she knew. She went, yeah, she said, you better not bloody put me into aged care. But, anyway, you know, it's sort of like she had 4 and now she's 52, 53. But she said to me that 4 of her friends died within the last 8 weeks.
Oh, God.
All heart attacks and strokes. Wow. So I don't know whether they're ramping up 5G occasionally. We have to protect ourselves, you know, and have tools at our beck and call, you know, that, I mean, I'm lucky. Initially I was getting a lot of pain. I don't know whether it's been taking, I don't know what I've been taking, but I've been quite well, you know, so, and I have changed my diet all around and,
Yeah, both my parents have got bad vaccine damage, and I can't even say it to them that their symptoms, I'm sure. In fact, I mean, my dad's got turbo cancer, and he had his appendix removed with appendicitis emergency, and then he's got this massive tumor. So he's doing amazingly well considering, but there's that. And then my mum's got massive nerve pain that started in her thigh and now has spread around her whole haunches. So it's gone from quite bad to really, really bad at the moment. I keep hearing, you know, I know that turbo cancer is one of the side effects of the jabs. And my dad had probably at least 3 jabs. And my mum, they're both absolute lovers of the BBC. They believe everything the BBC say. So, the whole nerve pain thing, I'm pretty sure my mum, I don't know, my guess and intuition about it is that she's probably gotten nerve damage, degeneration, myelin sheaths not, you know, dissolving or something. I don't really know what it is, but it just makes you think, God, how on earth do we address the nerve issues? I know that you mentioned a couple of products.
Yes. And I was going to say, like, are you doing any kinesiology on her at all?
Not at the moment. I have done in the past, but I haven't done any recently. I'm kind of a bit like, oh my God, where do I start? But I'm seeing this weekend. I really want because to do something.
Because I sort of, you know, when we were chatting to Kat before the session started today, so her nerve pain, it's still bad, but it's improving since she started adding meat. So she was a fruitarian and then a vegan, and because of the whole oxalate issue, so which once again, I was chatting to my friend Linda from New Zealand, and she had changed her diet around and she wasn't sure what was going on, but I think she accidentally reduced her oxalates. So she was muscle testing up and it was saying that she was getting withdrawal symptoms. So were her and her hubby. They moved out on a farm and they're, you know, they've been building and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so, and getting some really weird symptoms, you know, they're sort of used to having pretty crappy health. You know, they have to do a lot of work to keep themselves up and running. They are not genetically meant to be here on the planet with all this rubbish going on. So she, so when she started looking at withdrawals, that's when she found the oxalate withdrawals. So she started looking at oxalates and she thought, we were not taught that at school. So she sent me a video, which I watched three times, and then thought, holy crap, we were not taught that at school. So then the connection between oxalates and histamines and salicylates and EMFs, like they're all connected. If we're not, you know, dealing with one, we're probably not dealing with the others. So, so oxalates, for a start, they're sort of pro-cancer. They're in a lot of our really healthy foods, like spinach and almonds and soy and, you know, so they're in a lot of nuts and seeds and pulses and things like that. So, you know, I think that's going to have to be part of the whole immune system protocol is work. And that's why I was thinking, you know, with Judy's question this morning, where do you start? But you have to start with the big stuff. You know, is it oxalates? Is it salicylates? Is it grains? You know, not, you don't go specifically to soy or, you know, let's go big chunky. You know, where's there some damage going on there and see if you can find a pattern. And that dude I mentioned who was in yesterday and I ran his bioresonance, and I think out of the 10 foods that showed up as an intolerance for him yesterday, five of them were high oxalates. And normally I that would not have twigged. So it's just as I'm really getting that in my mind as another, you know, potential issue, which it absolutely is, it's, definitely something to think of. Because oxalates mess with the neurotransmitters and they mess with – I'll put the video I watched into our foundations group. It's a great video to watch. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so that's sort of the rough plan at the moment. So a lot of NOT, a lot of SIPs, a lot of LEAP, some of my favorite counseling kinesiology bits, some biokinetics, some foot manipulation, whole bunch of immune system stuff and heart healing stuff. Yeah, so that's my core with the old naturopathy sort of wound in there.
That's great. I don't know why the sound has suddenly gone really, really quiet. I don't know. Maybe because I'm on my mobile, I just had an incoming call. I just had to click off, but nothing at your end making the sound go to really quiet all of a sudden?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I just have to prick up my ears.
So any questions?
Yeah, the nutrition. Can you see that?
Oh, is that the biokinetics nutrition?
No, this is the stuff from Tony Up Kinesiology Academy.
Okay.
I didn't get to finish it because the kids got sick and I was down in Taz, so she pulled me from the class and wouldn't let me get back in. So I've got the book and I haven't been able to do them. I've got 2 and 3.
Right.
But I really feel there's so much of your naturopath stuff and, like, trying to make sure everybody's got, like, balance, not just what's wrong, but what's our goal? Like, where are we heading? How do we help? Like, what's the list to get people on what suits them and what will help them, you know, get stronger? And instead of just, like, what's wrong, so what do we do to get healthy
and diet? And, you know, even the whole oxalate thing, you know, that's sort of making my brain spin about vitamin C. So too much vitamin C increases oxalates. You know, if we've got aspergillus in them, Yeah, so, and it's been making me wonder as well, because aspergillus and oxalates seems to look like the particles of oxalates. When I was on sort of the nanotechnology, it's nano-sized oxalates that they have found in, you know, they've videoed. Let's have a look.
Is Tony's Academy still around?
The what, sorry?
Is Tony Grattan's Academy?
Okay, so I'll share this. So this cheeky babe, I just bought her book called Toxic Superfoods.
Well, that's a paradox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the examples of
Sally
high oxalate
Norton.
foods: beans, grains, bran, sesame and other seeds, peanuts, almonds and other nuts, Swiss chard, beets, spinach,
Oh
potatoes,
my
chocolate,
God.
rhubarb,
Wow.
fig, kiwi, blackberries, black pepper, cumin, and turmeric.
Oh my
Oh
God, there are
my
all the new
God.
things they're doing.
So, and then the low oxalate foods, meats, dairy, eggs, fats, oils, non-plant foods, arugula, avocado, bok choy, cabbage, cauliflower, cilantro, cucumber, garlic, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, greens, mushrooms, green peas, and watercress. So your body can make it. It's a metabolic waste product. Its higher amounts are made when we're deficient in B6 or if higher doses of vitamin C are taken. And she says more than 1 gram per day.
Wow, that's exactly what we've been recommended to be doing.
Yeah, oh, and here's the crystals. So these are electron microscope images of nano-sized and micron-sized calcium oxalate crystals. So in the I've listened to several discussions of hers, and she talks about, and once again, this is where we need the kinesiology to work it out. You know, if someone's got heart issues and they've got cholesterol building up, obviously I'm not a anti-cholesterol person, but basically, you know, you need to go, well, why? Why is the cholesterol building up? Why is the calcium building up? Calcium only builds up in the blood if there's something toxic there. Calcium builds up in our arteries if there's something toxic. Calcium is really neutral charge. So it's trying to bind it and protect us. Our body loves us. So oxalates are just another one of these things that, but yeah, nerve cell pain. Like, look, they trigger inflammation, you know? So membrane and mitochondria damage and cell death, fatigue and energy issues, nerve cell damage, pain, functional problems with nerves and brain.
Wow.
So it's
Destroys connective tissue, Madonna.
exactly. So imagine that plus everything else. You know, once again, it's just one more bit to the equation. But like you say, you've got to know where we do it, but you can't just work on one
List?
thing.
Where's
We
the
do,
list?
yeah.
We need the list to muscle test.
Yes.
I thought for your home kinesiology, the beginning course, is it worth trying to teach people how to self, like, do this self muscle test?
I'll try, but that's a tough one for people to get, isn't it?
Not when you
I still
start.
struggle with that. I can't. I have tried the self muscle testing, and it's still, I get very inconsistent results. Like if I'm trying to sort out which of my supplements to keep and which to chuck if they're out of date, that kind of
Yeah,
thing. And I
right.
get, and I just
But
try.
if you.
I'll do the finger thing that you the way you do it.
Yeah.
And I'll get a whole set of results. I'll make a note, and then I'm blind testing, so I don't know what, you know. And then I'll do it again, and I'm not getting the same response. So I'm thinking, oh, you know, how can I trust my my self muscle testing if that's what's happening? So that's still a bit frustrating. So I mean, I think I just have to do it more and more and more, and eventually get a feel for my own body and start. I think part of it's lack of trust anyway, and my ability to even do it. So I'm kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy in that way, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If
Yeah.
I start by doing the name, like when you said I am like Judy and you get the strong lock, or I am Madonna, and that you definitely get your yes and
Yes.
no. But then if your questions aren't like, if you're
Yeah.
getting a different result, use a better question, use a different tactic. And see if you can level out the results then. Because if I'm emotionally invested in my husband or my kids and it's an emergency, the emotions change it. So I have to
Yeah.
calm the
Yeah.
heck down and go logic, really logic and scientific about it. And only then can I work my way through it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got so much of an emotional charge around money and wasting stuff I've bought that I just can't bear the thought of throwing away stuff that I know cost me a fortune and I haven't used it. It's
Yeah.
like, so it's like that's I think that's part of the, oh, really? Do
You
I
know,
really have to chuck that away?
a general rule of thumb with supplements, by the way, certainly here in Australia, ones like metagenics, they're fine for 2 years after the use-by date. If you've got fish oils and you put a pin in it and it smells rancid, chuck them. You know, if it smells like fish, it's going to be fine. B-complex gets really off, you know. So bees you can really smell. If you take a B vitamin and you're burping, you know, you can tell. But a lot of them will be fine way after the use-by dates.
Right, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think a clean question, like, is this still safe for my body?
Yeah, right, nice.
Because that's the actual question.
I mean, I remember there was a supplement that was about, it was about 2 years out of date, that it was an antioxidant, I think, by Cytoplan. And we tested it in my last kinesiology class, and it was, turned out it was okay for me, but it wasn't okay for Kate, which was really interesting. So, you know, that was an interesting result.
She might be more delicate in that zone.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I need to plug my phone in. Yeah. Wasn't going to run out.
Yeah. So that is the practitioner excellence in a nutshell.
Have you worked out the cost and affording that one?
Yes, I have.
Yes, but how long does it go for? Was it 15 months or something?
15 months.
I mean, I definitely want to do it, but I'd really be much happier doing it if it was starting in the spring, because I really want to consolidate what we've done in foundations. And I've had so much going on lately. I've moved house. I've just had builders in. I've actually had a little clinic room built in the garden because with the spare money I had from the house sale.
Beautiful.
So
that's amazing.
Make it happen. I mean, that was a dream anyway for my last house, was having a garden room that I could work from. So yeah. I've done that now and it's just about complete. And I absolutely have to kick myself up the arse until I get in there and start working and making it real, because I've had so many like issues with just my own self-confidence. It's like this absolute, I really do. It's a really powerful fear stuck in the headlights, even the thought of somebody, like I had a call from somebody who I worked with maybe 18 months ago, and she said, I so remember how much better I felt when I had a kinesiology session with you. Can you please start getting, you know, can I come and see you again? And I'm like,
Did you say yes?
Because I mean, and that was my old manner of working, which was very basic, very touch for health style, lots of supplement sort of focus. But it was just the basic tools. She's basically somebody who has chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, but she's still working as a counsellor. But she just said she would always feel so much better after a session. So I've got her as my first client lined up for later this month, hopefully.
Awesome.
But I just so want to do lots of practice with other kinesi students so that I can feel like at least I've got a plan. I know what I'm doing. There's some basic, like that mini balance that I did with Kate, that was from that was the ideal sort of thing, because it wasn't too involved. It was just the basic de-stressing, checking all the muscles in the context of blah blah blah, and it felt doable. And I just need to feel like I want to practice my skills before I start trying to add to them.
Yeah,
so that's where I'm at really. I have looked at the money, and I think initially I was thinking, oh God, $10,000, but I've translated it into pounds, and I'm trying to wonder which way the conversion rate is going to go. Is it going to go, is the pound going to get stronger or the dollar going to get stronger? I don't know. But I mean, it's something that I would be wanting, I want to invest in it, but I really first want to invest in making sure that I'm not going to do what I've always done, which is hide behind my fear. So in a way, it's almost as though I need to have my own kinesiology sessions to deal with those issues.
Yeah.
You know, is that subconscious programming or something just getting in the way? I don't know what it is, but it's strong. So the spring would be best for me, but obviously I know you're waiting to get your first.
Oh, Ernesto's been sending me so many messages. When are you starting?
I bet. I bet he has.
He would have started a month ago. Yeah.
He's adorable, isn't he? He's really switched on.
Yeah.
So it's so I need four people to start, because I know how many clients I'm going to have to displace from my clinic, you know, to make it happen.
To do it.
Right. Yeah.
And Yeah, so 10,000 up front or 12,000 in payment plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely do want to do it. Have you got anybody else who's a definite yes at the moment, other than
Cheryl.
Ernesto?
Yeah.
Cheryl.
From Florida.
Okay,
She did it
right.
last round, yeah. Remember she had her little Italian holiday in the middle?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but if I wanted to say actually, I only attended about two or three of your classes in the second round. And then when I've gone back to the links and the email that you sent me afterwards, excuse me, they had expired. So I don't know whether at the end of the second cohort, did you send out an email with the links to all of the videos in there, or are they
Yes,
all
I
just in the
did.
Facebook group?
No,
Because I know you did for
I did.
our group.
Huh.
You
Okay.
did.
No, well,
Because
I
I
certainly interesting. I'll try to find them again and resend them out because I it took quite a lot of work. Because they
Yeah, but yeah,
uploaded
I'm
them
sure
into
it
a
did.
whole other, like I've got someone who sent me an email tonight and sort of said, I'm from North America, so I think she means Canada. And I want to learn, but I can't open anything on YouTube.
Oh no, YouTube's
They
the
can't open
easiest.
YouTube. They can't open BitChute. They can't open Rumble. It's nuts.
Oh, that's
Anyway,
no
I'll
good.
try to find those again for you, Nicola. Yeah.
Thank
Something
you, because
interesting.
I found the extra dimension of having the very slightly different way of teaching some of the stuff. It just, when you get something from two different angles, or you get a different way of teaching it, even though
Yeah.
it's a slight change, it really helped with just consolidating some of the insights and some of the aha moments.
Yeah.
So I definitely like to see, I've gone through our videos really thoroughly and taken really thorough notes with them, but I'd like to really view the second cohort as well, because I think there was lots of really good stuff in there that was just
Yeah,
slightly different.
definitely. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to
Yeah.
find those and send them to you. Sorry, I Oh,
Thank you.
actually,
I hope that's
in
helpful.
the
Me as well, thank you.
foundations, there was somewhere in the Kinesi foundations that I made a big list of them. So let me see if I can
Okay.
go. Because that was part of what I was trying to do was go back and up, down, take it out of BitChute, which people couldn't get a hold of, and then go back to
One of the things that I'm going to try and do, Madonna, I don't know about BitChute and the others. I haven't been able to get in there, but on YouTube, you can hit see transcript. So I was going to try and copy paste your transcript from the lessons and then use that to make sure I capture everything that we need, so I'm not typing for hours
Yeah, right.
and
Yeah,
try
I've
and use
been
the copy paste function. I'll have to try it with your other modalities, so that we can at least do that list where we've got like the italic things to catch, like immune and, shoulders and tonsils. And so we can actually use a search engine to capture the thing we're after.
Yeah, I've been wondering, there must be a way of using AI for good, not evil, hey?
Well, there is. I've just got to talk to someone techie. I mean, eventually, I want to see if we can get your gear on an app. So we can just hit a button for an app.
A Madonna app.
Absolutely. We've got to get you a name, like an acronym thing, so that they can't tell where you are, and do the app. When we bought the book from Equilibrium, there's actually software for new Touch for Health now.
Yeah, I've seen
And
it.
it's really incredible. Well, it looks good. But I thought, no, we need Madonna stuff on something like the app. I know someone who's done an app for banking, like for a finance. So I'm going to talk to them. Who is their app writer? This is what we want on it. So we can just take our tablet and punch buttons and have it all quickly accessible.
Yeah, that's
Working in the background, Madonna.
right.
You're
Yeah,
doing all
nice
this stuff
one.
here. I've got to make it accessible for us that can't remember it all.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't thought. I know that my intention, Nicola, is for people to be able to join at any stage. Like that is part of my intention because the videos, once again, will be, sort of recorded and, documents will be made and stuff as we go along.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine it's basically me writing some manuals over the next 15 months. You know, that's sort of what
Yes,
my intention is. So it's so yes, so my plan was always that people would be able to join at any stage. And then if you know that we're doing the third session of NOT when you join in, and you can go back and watch video one and video two, then like tech in theory, that should be doable.
Yeah, I'm just going to plug in here.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, lovelies. Oh, any other
Thank you.
questions?
Okay. Just thinking I
I
better
don't
turn
think
up and at
so.
least see
Just,
what I've
but
learned.
if, but do please keep me posted, because if you do get that magic number of four, and then then I'm going to want to, I think I'm going to want to jump in, but I won't until I know that you're already going to, your all systems go anyway. Okay. Cool, cool.
So yeah, so that's basically where I'm at, really.
No worries at all.
I know the other thing is, I just very, very quickly, I'm just wondering about investing in having some treatment with you. And I have looked on your website, but it was quite some time ago. Is there a very brief synopsis of what it takes to get started with you? And like, is there a package or something, or how does it
No,
work?
it's not a package. It's between 215 and 300 an hour. So 215 is if it's shed and it's etheric.
Okay, yeah.
245 is if it's actually 245 is if it's recorded and digitally uploaded, but you not shared.
Okay.
But $50 extra if I need a surrogate, you know, so I pay my surrogate
Yeah,
$50.
yeah.
So maybe
Right.
it's 265 with a surrogate live and shared 300 private or something like that.
Right.
But
So if a person doesn't want it shared with the world like you do with your YouTube videos, then it's, is that slightly more or slightly less for them if they don't?
it's slightly more. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I probably would prefer it like a surrogate. And yeah, okay. So that just gives me an idea of what I'm looking at in terms of investing, because
Yeah.
I think ideally two or three sessions might make a
Yeah.
big shift.
Because I can do the etheric, obviously. You know, I can
Yes, yeah.
do, and but there's some things I can't. I can't do NOT etherically. I can't, you know, there's some
Right.
things that, you know, my imagination just is not that good. You know, so
Right.
I sort of like I'm sure, but
Yeah.
also it's hard to work. Like I'm sure you realize, like doing an hour of muscle testing without a human, that's hard to
Yeah.
work. You know, so
Yes.
yeah, I did one yesterday for a girl in New York State, and I think her dad's shouting her, but man, I avoid the
Yeah.
immune system stuff because I think that's the hardest stuff on my fingers because all those points going boom, 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 you know, for everything. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, anyway.
And is there, do you do anything like, if somebody has five sessions, there's any discount, is anything like that that you
Oh, we can chat about that. Yeah.
do? Okay.
I
All
don't
right.
normally, but
Okay.
yeah, I can do that. Yeah. And I'm about a month booked out in general.
Yeah. Okay, great. Good to, that's really good to know. I'm going to chew on that and think and see what we can do, because I
Because,
think
yeah,
I need that investment in
no,
myself
you
in order to.
definitely need to believe in yourself 100%.
And
100%.
I know I've got so much toxicity and going on, you know, I've got that fatigue, and I had such a day yesterday of forgetting everything. It became so stressful. I counted out some money for the builder. I was convinced it was £1,700, which he needed for to finish off, and it turned out to be £1,000 less, and I couldn't work it out. And my envelope said £2,000. I took away 300, made it 1,700, and when he counted it, it was only 700. There was £1,000 missing. I think, but my brain was telling me it was 2,000. I was reading 2,000. Where the hell has it all gone? I'm like, that's bloody Alzheimer's. It's like, that's brain fart.
And once again, one of the things I've been doing that is really low allergenic is I heard it somewhere, BBB and E. So beef, bacon, butter, and eggs. And then I'm asking
Right.
people's bodies how many meals per week they can go with just eating those. And as a general rule, it's been as little as 4 meals a week. And I think the highest has been 13 meals per week. So it's different for everyone because just by doing that, B, 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 and E, you're taking oxalates, salicylates, plant toxins out of the diet. You're feeding the mitochondria.
Cool. I've been doing that because I love those things. Good. Thank you.
So yeah, no, that's yeah, we can definitely do a discount, Nicola. No worries.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Cool.
Lovely. And to get booked up or to have that conversation, I guess maybe I'll book a 15 minute with you, talk about going forward and also booking up that. So
Yeah.
I'll do that at some point soon.
No worries.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much. You've been
Awesome.
such you're so generous with your time and your knowledge. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ditto. Awesome. Thanks, girls. Okay. Take care.
Have a good night, Madonna.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.